It's Tuesday, the 20th of August, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Minister of Mines and Energy, Toma Luendo, has called on the Zambezi region's leadership to expedite the use of funds allocated for electrifying peri-urban areas during his visit to Governor Lawrence Sampofu in Katima Mulilo on Monday. Aluendo also reviewed the ministry's rural electrification master plan and called on all relevant stakeholders to work together to overcome challenges and achieve the region's electrification goals. Separately, the Ministry of Mines and Energy has made local content development a priority in the draft National Upstream Petroleum Local Content Policy. The Intergovernmental Committee intends to strengthen local participation in the oil and gas sector while still attracting international investment. Ministry spokesperson Ten Hashela has more.
The Namibian Local Content Policy reflects the government's desire to leverage its recent oil and gas discoveries for the national development. The ministry would want to speed up with the commencement of stakeholder consultations to revise the local content policy. We want the local companies to benefit from our natural resources and increase their participation in the oil and gas industry through its whole value chain.
The International University of Management has announced that the construction of the Inanna campus is near completion, with an official inauguration set for late October 2024 and academic programs expected to commence in January 2025. Gary Munyama, the Director of Marketing, Corporate Communications and Public Relations at IUM.
The establishment of the Inanna campus represents a significant milestone in our mission to decentralize higher education and stimulate regional development. By expanding our reach to Inanna, we aim to reduce the need for students to travel to Windhoek, thereby alleviating the associated cost of accommodation and transportation.
Tshwane Mayor Celius Brink says he will ask the National Energy Regulator of South Africa to reject Eskom's bid for a 40% tariff hike. Brink says electricity is becoming unaffordable for most South African citizens.
We can't put consumers under more pressure, and I'll be fighting with other municipalities to make sure that the increase that is approved is reasonable. As for now, I am meeting about the audit process of the city, making sure that we're going to get an improved audit outcome as we did last year.
And India's Supreme Court has said it's deeply concerned about the safety of doctors as tens of thousands of healthcare professionals continue to strike over the rape and murder of a medic in the eastern Indian city of Kolkata. The court is setting up a national task force that will recommend measures to ensure the safety of doctors at hospitals. Neha Punia has more.
The court said the rape and murder of the medic proves that women cannot be safe at work. The country is denying them the basic right to equality. It also raised questions about the manner in which the case has been investigated by local authorities, questioning the police's slow response and its inability to stop a mob from destroying critical evidence last week. While asking doctors to end their strike, the court said it will put into place measures to ensure they feel safe at work.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.